The Federal Communications Commission had the second biggest jump of any agency on the survey. Its employees are saying that changes brought in by the new leadership are making a difference. Stephen Van Roekel is the FCC's managing director.
We launched soon after my arrival, a little over a year ago, a new internal website that we called Reboot that allowed employees to go in and really have ownership of creating ideas around what management should be doing to help them, how to make this a better workplace. And our theme around everything we were doing was how do we create the FCC into a model of excellence in government. And this Reboot site really grew into a phenomenon internally, and it's now being used in other agencies for employees to generate ideas, discuss them among themselves, and then allowing management to really help prioritize ideas and put things forward.
At the General Services Administration, Administrator Martha Johnson says the key to her agency's success is communication of a different kind.
It is also about having a very, very clear strategy that doesn't shift all around. The strategy needs to be fairly stable so that people can get it, learn it, know it, and then work to it. And I'm going to be holding our strategy pretty static in the sense of this is where we want to go. We don't need to revisit this every year. This is a larger planning kind of a notion, and we're going to hold to it and work towards it.
GSA ranked 8th overall in the 2010 survey. At the Smithsonian Institution, communication is one of its areas it has been working on for some time. Linda St. Thomas is a spokeswoman for the Smithsonian.
Sometimes when people responded to these surveys, they said they didn't feel that they knew what was going on at the entire institution because it's a big place. And if you work at natural history, for example, you may only know what's going on in that museum or maybe even in your own department, such as maybe anthropology. So one of the things to be improved was communication. And the beginnings of that is a monthly all-staff meeting run by the Secretary of the Smithsonian. So we just started that about a year or so ago, and that's the first time that the Smithsonian's had an all-staff meeting.
This is the first year the agency participated in the Best Places to Work survey and ranked 4th overall. Each of these agencies say communication must be two ways and results must come from the conversations. Take the FCC, where Van Roekel says the Reboot effort has yielded several changes.
These ideas run the gamut, and they're from little things like employees telling us they want healthier snacks in vending machines, which we put up a survey and asked people what snacks they wanted. We took that feedback and we went and implemented it, all the way to things like our legislative processes, how to reduce the amount of paper we use inside the agency, or greening the agency. We threw much of the employee feedback, and a green task force was actually created through this mechanism, have converted all of our fleet of vehicles to hybrids, and we've done other things within the agency to green the agency.
Van Roekel adds it's also about leadership. The FCC, like most agencies, need effective leaders to communicate, to take feedback and make changes that push the agency forward. GSA's Johnson recognizes the importance of effective leadership.
We need to be sure to be nurturing effective leaders. I call it in the performance plan, leaders growing leaders, and it's one of the categories that I'm measuring the senior staff on. And we have been pretty rigorous in unfolding some programs since then around our leadership. We've had an offsite and come up with some strategic directions, which is pretty basic. We've redone the performance plan, so they're one page, which was the real goal of mine, to simplify it and make it much more clear about what we were doing. We have instituted a peer bonus award where the leaders are watching each other and giving each other feedback in the form of spending some of the bonus money. And we're beginning to get ready for 2011 with performance planning underway right now, which I think in the federal government you tend to find these routines can be kind of difficult and heavy, and we're lightening that burden by making them much more focused and quick.
For those agencies that rated poorly in the survey, the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the National Archives and Records Administration, to name two, communication with its employees is among their biggest holes. Annalisa Archer is NARA's Director of Human Resources Services. She says an agency-wide task force is looking at some of NARA's longest-standing challenges.
The task force is going to produce an agency-wide set of strategies to try and get a handle on some of these issues and start making some positive improvements. We're also asking each NARA subcomponent, each major organization, to undertake their own action planning as a supplement to the agency-wide action plan that we're developing because we recognize that there may be particular concerns within individual offices of the National Archives that need to be addressed more at a local level. So our action planning process actually goes quite deep into the agency, trying to ensure that actions and strategies are being developed at all levels.
Archer adds that the archivist is reviewing draft recommendations to reorganize the agency to improve collaboration and coordination among its offices.
One of the other bright spots in our survey data was there was a new question this year asked to employees about whether or not they felt the results of the survey would lead to any action by agency leadership. And NARA employees actually responded very favorably to that question. We exceeded the rest of the federal government in the percentage of employees who actually felt that by making their voice heard, that NARA would listen.
Meanwhile, other poorly rated agencies are promising change as well. HUD Secretary Sean Donovan says in a statement that he intends to redouble his efforts to make HUD a more collaborative, supportive, and inclusive workplace for its employees. Donovan says he plans on delegating more authority into the field to make faster, better, and more effective decisions, provide new professional development opportunities with an eye toward designing and implementing changes and new initiatives that get to the core of the agency's challenges. One of the biggest surprises in the survey is the Office of Management and Budget's ranking. OMB traditionally has been one of the best places to work, but this year, employee satisfaction dropped 16%. Meg Riley is an OMB spokeswoman. She says over the past few months, OMB managers have been meeting with staff at every level, collecting feedback and compiling the results. OMB is preparing new workplace initiatives to address the concerns officials have heard that can be implemented right away, as well as longer-term operational and strategic recommendations for Jack Liu's consideration when he is confirmed as OMB's director. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.